Donald Trump is mentally unfit. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. It's been this way for some time, arguably, with all the erratic behavior exhibited by Donald Trump, but his most recent behavior, where he came back from Walter Reed Hospital a few days ago and claimed that he no longer had the coronavirus and was cured, and climbed up to a balcony in the White House and took off his mask, potentially exposing people to the coronavirus and looking like a scene right out of a Mussolini picture. He looked like a deranged person, which he clearly is. I saw he had a tweet the other day where he said the coronavirus vaccine is his blood, which is just a ridiculous statement. It's just something it's like almost like a joke, like a parody of what a president should be. Donald Trump is in a political spiral right now. His campaign is just absolutely reeling. He fails to acknowledge his role in causing the coronavirus to spread like wildfire in the United States. He made probably the most irresponsible comment he could possibly have made as president by saying not to worry about it and don't fear the coronavirus. People should fear the coronavirus. They should take precautions. It's killed almost 220,000 people that we know about in the United States. It's likely killed a lot more. But for him to get up and make this, you know, propaganda type showing in front of the White House, and to use the White House as a political backdrop once again, is just reprehensible. And it just shows how little he cares about the well-being of other people. He doesn't care about anyone. There are just dozens of people in the White House that have the coronavirus. They were likely exposed to him, and he likely gave it to other people. He doesn't wear masks. The people that work in the White House don't wear masks. And he exposes them. He exposes the Secret Service, like when he had that joyride last weekend where he rode around just to show that he wasn't, I guess, withering up inside, even though whenever anybody sees him, he's wheezing when he's allowed to be seen. So he's clearly still suffering from the effects of the virus. I think he doesn't want people to know how badly he is suffering and how bad a shape that he's in. But he is in trouble politically. His health is probably not very good. It doesn't appear to be good. I mean, he's obese anyways, doesn't ever work out, is just in really bad shape. And I think if people knew how bad a shape he is in, that even less people would vote for him. And you contrast that with Joe Biden, who is robust and smart and is out on the campaign trail and giving great speeches and saying the right things and maintaining the correct political positions and doing everything it takes really to win. His campaign hasn't made any real discernible mistakes that I can tell. But when you have a president who gets up and calls white supremacists to action, which is what Donald Trump did, and then got the coronavirus, tried to deny the existence of the coronavirus or that it was even that big a deal, to begin with, that type of person is not fit for office. Then you throw in all of his self-dealing and inability to divest himself from his business interests and his profiting off of the presidency, his insensitivity to racial justice issues, and his desire to stoke the flames of racism in this country, his support for wild conspiracy theory organizations such as QAnon, his support for racist organizations such as the Proud Boys, who want to systematically keep black people from voting. There are so many things that can be said about this president. It is time for him to be out of office. I know Nancy Pelosi today is going to try to pass legislation where they could potentially, Congress could invoke the 25th Amendment. And I don't think that'll really go anywhere. But it just shows how bad a shape Donald Trump is in, and the position that he is in, and what a disgrace this man is, and how incompetent and how mentally deranged he is, and all of his tweets and caps and just the crazy things that he says about his blood being the virus or being the vaccine, and just unhinged craziness. It's disturbing. Hopefully this is his last hurrah and he will be defeated soundly in November. I think there are already signs that that's going to happen. He's going to lose in a landslide, and he will be vilified in history for the rest of time, as will his name, and as his name should be, and so should his children and his grandchildren. They will never be able to live down the everlasting shame that he has inflicted upon his family name and, more importantly, upon this country. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.